Let me tell you a story. A dear lady told a story of herself. She's a very young woman. Somehow she got married to a very wealthy man. She said, I had everything money could buy. And she went on to describe the extent of her wealth. It was enormous. She was rich. But she said, nobody knew I was dying inside. She said, I had everything. As she told the story, the description of her wealth, so captivating. She always wanted those things. She always wanted to be rich. And now she became rich. Until the day she said to herself, I'm tired of life. So she got some pills so she could kill herself. She wanted to take those pills and go to sleep and not wake up ever. Until a lady who worked with her, a Christian, for some reason, rushed to her in the morning because she had said after breakfast she would take the pills and go to bed. But this woman rushed to the house that day and said, I've got to see you. She was knocking on the door. She said, Miss, I've got to see you. Why? It's very important. I don't know why, but I've got to see you. It's important. So she thought, all right, I'll just see her and fix whatever it is and then come back and die. So she opened the door and the old woman rushed in and said, what's wrong with you? What's going on? She said, what's going on? What do you mean what's going on? I thought you were in trouble. No, it looks like you're in trouble. No, no. You said something was happening, something was wrong with you. No, I came because of you. She said, I was praying last night and God spoke to me. And God told me to get to you this morning. That I have to hurry and get to you. That something was going wrong and you needed my help. She said, I need your help. And then suddenly, the young woman started crying. And she said, I would have never told anybody this. Come, look. Took her to the table. Showed her the pills she had arranged to take after breakfast. She said, I wanted to end up my life. I've been living for nothing. And then this precious elderly woman preached Jesus to her. And she was gloriously saved. Hallelujah. Many are frustrated. A very wealthy man one time, a story known by so many people. But you know, he was so rich. He had so many thousands of people employed in his organizations. And then one day, he went down. He lived at the beach, so it was easy for him to walk right into the water, and he decided to kill himself by drowning. But somehow there was a young man who was watching, a neighbor who was watching and had known this elderly man who was about 70 at the time, had known him for over 20 years and saw him drowning and didn't understand what was going on and rushed in and tried to save him. The man was almost gone. At the risk of his own life, this young man tried to get him just in time. And finally dragged him back to shore. And both of them fell down there tired and weak. And the paramedics were coming to pick him up. While they were both on the ground, trying to catch their breath, the old man said to the young guy, he said, "Why did you save me?" He said, "Sir, I had to do it." He said, "You're contributing to the frustration of my life." "Sir, what's the matter?" He said, "Young man, you should have let me die." He said, "Sir, why would you want to die? Your family is the best in town. You have everything anybody would ever want. You're well known in the community. Everybody loves you." He said, "That's the problem." "What do you mean that's the problem?" He said, "I have lived for everybody. I've given jobs to thousands. I've made money for everybody." He said, "I've made people happy." He said, "But I've never been happy." He said, "Young man, it's not worth it. You should have let me die." The young man was shocked. He was embarrassed. He couldn't understand it. Then he pulled him close to him. He said, "Young man, can I tell you something? Try not to be like me. I'm a failure. Brothers and sisters, don't be carried away with the world's symbols of success. You know what they are? They are mere symbols. Don't be carried away. There are many that are so frustrated, and many others are journeying in that road of frustration. They're headed there already. They're going for it. And they don't know it's a road to nowhere. They don't realize it's a road of depression. It's a road of sadness. All your life, you've been raised with good character. But now you're challenged by your colleagues to lay aside your good character, to lay aside your good reputation, to lay aside everything everyone tried to raise you up for, to make sure that you had good behavior. Now you've put all that aside to become a criminal like everybody else, because this is the cheapest way. Why? Because you think if you don't measure up with the society of your day, that that's when you're a failure. Man is not what he has. Jesus said a man's life consisted not in the abundance of things that he possesses. After you have acquired all those things, at the end, you would feel like killing yourself. You discover you have only labored for the companies. The cars you bought, you only invested in the companies. You exchanged money for things. The houses you built, you only exchanged money for things. How many rooms can you live in at a time? You don't know. Come on, talk to me now. And all the clothes you bought them. Yeah, you only made the fashion designers rich. And you employed many others. You have made everybody else have his dream fulfilled. Here you are without a purpose. You have been used. You have labored and laid it down for others, while you are nothing yourself. You're rich, yes, but your money is being used for business in the bank. Anytime you need it, they'll give it to you. But meanwhile, they're enjoying your money at the bank. You have only helped to make them rich. What a fool you've been. And you don't know it. You pride yourself in what you've got. You only made the producers wealthy. Because after all, they made them to be sold to somebody. And you were the ready buyer. You got them. And they became what they wanted to be. But you are not yet what you want to be. Why do you live like this? Why this emptiness? Do you know how many of our politicians today would kill themselves? Do you know how many of them are frustrated? They are traveling up and down, traveling up and down. Today, Abuja. Tomorrow, Sokoto. The other day, Lagos. The next time, London, US, everywhere. They're traveling, trying to make it, trying to be successful, trying. And every time they try, they are not as happy as the last time. Then they make a billion. They're not as happy as when they had it. They want 2 billion and they're not satisfied. And do you know what? All the billions are being enjoyed in the bank by those who are in charge of the bank and using it for business. And all the people they have employed are having their visions fulfilled. And why this man is running around helping them to lay up gold? What a fool he's been. Live for a purpose. Find out why you came. Find out why you came. Do you know what? When you discover your purpose, you will not lack. No one was created for hunger. No one was created for failure. Think about it. Have you seen any manufacturer that designed his product for failure and sent you a guarantee or a warranty for the failure of his product? Have you seen that? You'd be insane. Why would God do that? Why would he produce you with the symbol of failure? Why would he produce you and form something that will destroy you? God is committed to your success. He is more willing for your success than you could ever be. It's a time of decision. It's a time of reflection. Who am I? Who am I? Why did I come? Where am I going? It's time to answer. It's time to find out. It's time to become what God raised you up for. And when you become that, that's true success. Amen? Amen. If we start using this thing to sit, it has failed in its purpose. Because it's not for sitting. But do you know some people are sitting on loudspeakers today? Somewhere you have a car on 4 blocks. No tires. The car doesn't move. It has failed in its purpose. And you have written on it, unusable. Some people have wrecked themselves. They've crashed and the rocks of life, written unusable. Why? Go read your Bible. Go find out what happened to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. Suddenly he said, I saw a watcher. Who did he call a watcher? He said, one of the holy ones. Who was he talking about? He said, an angel. An angel was called a watcher. Brothers and sisters, we all have watchers. They are watching us. And the watcher said, hew down that tree. Cut it down. Nebuchadnezzar didn't know who it was. He wanted to find out. And he said, Daniel, I had a dream. He said, I saw a watcher. And he's an angel, but he's a watcher. He said, I heard him say, cut down the tree, but leave the stump. He said, I heard him say, scare out the animals under it and get the birds to fly away. He said, what does that mean? Daniel said, oh king, that dream has to do with you. You are that tree. He said, there's something worse than that. He said, I heard the watcher say something. He said, give him a heart of an animal and take away from him the human heart and let seven times pass over him. He said, Daniel, what does that mean? Daniel said, oh my goodness. He said, that means you will be driven away from amongst men. And you become like a beast, like the beast of the field. And you'll be out there in the bush 7 years. He said, but you said there was the stump of the tree was left. He said, yeah. He said, that means you'll be back after 7 years. And then he said, now, the decision, the watcher said the decision has been made by the watchers. That means there were elders of spirits who made the decision. Why? They said Nebuchadnezzar was proud. And Daniel said, oh king, this means this matter has been decided. I call on you to repent. Lay aside your pride. And have mercy on the poor. He said, if you do this, God may lend in your time. Did Nebuchadnezzar do it? No. The Bible says 12 months later, God gave him 1 year to change. But because in the process of time, things looked like everything had become normal, Nebuchadnezzar forgot God's warning. 12 months later, Nebuchadnezzar walked around his palace. He said, look what I did. I am Nebuchadnezzar, king of the world. And when he said that, the angel said, it's time. Cut down the tree. And right away, Nebuchadnezzar was given a heart of a beast. He lost his reason. Others thought he was a fool. They drove him out of the territory. He found himself in the bush until the hair of his body became like feathers. His nails like claws. And he was in the bush for 7 years until he learned his lesson. And what was that lesson? That the God of Israel rules in the kingdoms of men. And that he gives it to whomsoever he wills. He's the monarch of the universe. Are you hearing me? When he speaks, nobody can change it. Are you hearing me? He's God Almighty. El Gibor. My goodness. There's none like him. When he speaks, it cannot be changed. Are you hearing this? He said, I am Almighty God. El Shaddai. He said, walk before me. If he takes it from you, no one can challenge him. This life you feel belongs to you. I'm talking to someone today. There's a husband that threatens his wife and says, you must do this and you must do that and you must do this. I say to you, sir, you are not God. Be careful what you say. Be careful of your pride. You are not God. You may be a man here today, terrorizing your staff, terrorizing those who work with you. Don't forget this. You are not God. The Bible says the pillars of the earth belong to God. And he had established the world upon them. By grace are you saved. Through faith, you brother righteous, that will not let others rest because you think everybody else is a sinner but you. Hear me. Not by the works which we have done, but by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Don't boast. Don't boast of your abilities. Don't boast of your qualifications. It is not of him that willeth nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Look to him who alone is worthy. Would you lift your hands toward heaven right now? He alone is worthy. He alone is worthy. He is worthy of praise. He is worthy of adoration.